Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says this morning that the September rescue of American International Group was warranted to avoid a potential 1930s-style meltdown, but showed that new rules were essential. Bernanke stoutly defended the decision to prop up the firm, whose demise just a day after the bankruptcy filing of investment bank Lehman Brothers would have been a disaster. In testimony to the House Committee on Financial Services, Bernanke says, quote, AIG highlights the urgent need for new resolution procedures for systematically important non-bank financial firms. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 76.75, is down 100 points. The NASDAQ 1525, down 30 and a half. And the S&P 500 at 810 is down 12 and one half points.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Tuesday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat open at 5.99, down 5 on the open. July, 6.08, down 6 and 3 quarters. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 5.48, down 1 and a quarter on the open. July, 5.58, down 3 and 3 quarters. December, 6.05, down 3. May corn opened at 3.93 and a half, down 2 on the open. July, 4.04, down 2. December, 4.25 and a half, down 1 and 3 quarters. March of 2010, 4.37, down 1 and a half. May, 4.41 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter on the open. May beans opened at 9.58, up 2 and a half on the open. July, 9.54, up 4. November, 8.94, down 1 and a half. January, 9.03, down 3 and a half. March of 2010, 9.07 and a half, down 7 and a half on the open. May soybean meal open at $300, up 160 on the open. July, 294.30, up 60. May soybean oil open at 32.90, down 20 on the open. July, 33.08, down 31. April live cattle open at 86.05, up 10 on the open. March feeders, 93.75, down 25. April lean hogs, 60.65, unchanged. And May bellies, 85.50, unchanged on the open. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
What do you make of the marketplace this morning?
Well, as anticipated, we opened, you know, under a little bit of pressure this morning with the Dow having a mild sell-off after yesterday's tremendous rally, the crude oil being down but rebounding off its lows quite handsomely right here, and the dollar basically doing nothing and only up 24 cents. So your outside markets and the kind of rallies we've seen in the last few days come under pressure early Tuesday, but then as the outside markets bounce back, we seem to have a feeling of just a little bit of strength in Chicago, at least going towards the end of the week. We'll probably see some evening up before the report next Tuesday, Dave. But all in all, just a little bit of feeling of optimism with the programs that the administration's put forth. The toxic debt program at least drawing some support from Wall Street yesterday and seeming to flow over to the Board of Trade with commodity attitude.
Looks like more bull spreading's going on in the soybean pit this morning.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, let's face it, we know we've got very tight old crop stocks. We continue to see Argentina on strike and being an unreliable supplier as far as the world is concerned. And, you know, as we're looking ahead to the numbers on Tuesday, we're expecting a much larger planting number than we've had the last few years, and also, you know, an increase in carryout at that point in time once we get that crop in harvested. But that's a few months away yet.
So what number would shock the trade on the beans on Tuesday?
Are we talking shock like a high number planted or a shock on the low side?
A low side.
On the low side, I think anything under 78 would probably be a little bit to the shocking side. I think, and I'm, that's not a huge shock, that's just where I think below there would add some oomph to the fall prices.
And on the high side, they seem to have a pretty big number priced in.
You know, I mean, basically, we've been hearing Informa talk about 80.5 here for a long time. I think that, you know, over that number, I think by the government would, of course, be, I think, just a little bit shocking to the new crop, would probably take a few cents off.
Same question on the corn, please.
The corn? I think that the majority of the, you know, Informa said 80.4 million acres of corn. We think that's on the low side. I think that 83 is probably more the above or below is where the break point would be as far as whether it's positive or negative as we look at things.
Let's take it back to the charts, and let's let me ask you, do you think the highs for the week are already in?
Do I think highs for the week are already in? No, I don't think they probably are, Dave. I think that we've got probably one more oomph to go here that way, and I think but at that point in time, why, you know, I'd probably like to be a short-term seller if we do make some new highs at this point in time. But it's more like the feeling on the floor right now is more like dips are to be bought rather than just sell steady. We'd need to have a pop-up before I want to be a seller here.
Dee's corn now 427.5. It's up a quarter. This rally has given us a lot over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
You know, this is just what we were hoping for, is to see a rally up towards these levels if you hadn't done any pricing, is to take advantage of doing a little bit here. You know, are we highly aggressive here? No. If we haven't done any new crop hedging along the way, well, we'd like to do a little bit of catch-up here. And like I say, we don't have to get over-exuberant, but, you know, most all of us have at least 10 to 15 to 20% of our crop that is not protected to the downside with crop insurance, and we probably ought to get that share covered at these sort of levels.
So I got 404 in my pocket, and do I buy an out-of-the-money December put? What makes sense to you?
You know, like I say, right now, on the first amount of hedging along the way, we don't mind just going into the cash market, whether you want to do a hedge drive or whether you want to do a straight cash sale. We like to not sit too long. You know, we'd like to save some of our money for hedging later down the road. And the way that the margins calls are now and with everything, why, I guess we'd like to save that money a little longer in the bank account.
What's your sense of how the economy will be in the second half of the year?
Well, if, and I say if, we can get some of this toxic debt moved as proposed, then I think we can start to see a little stabilization as long as we can get good news coming off the news forecasts, the Wall Street attitude changing around a little bit, and maybe see a little growth and some people going back to work. We can start to see a turnaround, but we feel that it's probably a little farther down the road than what some of the guys are projecting. We figure it'll at least be fourth quarter or first quarter next year before we really get things starting to turn around well.
Saw an article across the wire this morning that said essentially that producers have bumped up their places where they want to make sales. It was 4.9, and now they're talking 4.25 and 10, and that kind of makes me wonder if they pulled anything at 4.9.
Well, I think that yes, some was pulled, but only half as much as what we thought would have been pulled, or what orders were sitting there. I think that in general, when we started this little upturn, that we noticed a lot of open orders just being canceled. And I think we're not alone in the world. I think that that's happened all around the country. And I think that a little more optimism has come into things here. And the farmers are looking. And as tight as things are this year, you know, we can't blame them for wanting to, you know, inch up at least another 10 cents in corn, another 20 cents in beans just because of their expenses.
Before we let you go, talk a little bit about the wheat market. What are you seeing?
Well, the wheat market, of course, we're going to get some decent rains out west where it's a little bit dry. That should help us along the way. We're seeing the Russians willing to put a little more wheat back out in the market along the way right now. So I think it's the weak sister between the three commodities right now, and wheat will probably continue to stay under just a little bit of pressure compared to corn or beans, Dave.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Look at the current tick. May wheat in Kansas City, 593 3/4, down 10 1/4. July, 604 1/4, down 10 1/2. May wheat at the Board of Trade, 541 3/4, now 542, down 7 1/4. July, 554 3/4, down 7. May corn, 394 3/4, now 1/2, down 1. July, 405 1/4, down 3/4. December, 426 1/2, down 3/4. May crude, 52.85, down 95 cents. April ethanol, 160, and it is up 1/10. The April RBOB at 150 4/10 is up 1 5/10. May beans, 962 3/4, up 7 1/4. July, 959 3/4, up 7 3/4. November, 896 3/4, up 1 1/4. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.